And it's a real nice area up there. They have a lot of resort areas. Plus the state has a hotel there. Mm-hmm. And the park, mm-hmm. Perry Sandy State Park is there. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of resort areas where you can dock your boats. And we went up Memorial Day weekend. Not Memorial Day, but the Sunday before Memorial Day. And you could stir them with a stick. You couldn't ski because there were so many boats that they kept the water so stirred up that it was really difficult. And that's a big place. Of course, we don't ski in the main channel, Tennessee River, because it's really rough all the time. The big barges come down through and everything. But there's Blood River and Cypress Cove and just a lot of little areas off of it. And a lot of our friends here have cabins up there. And this one friend in particular, and we go up sometimes on the weekend, you know, and stay with them. So now we have something to contribute.
Right.
He's an orthodontist here in town, and he has a pontoon boat and two speed boats and a huge sailboat that you can sleep on overnight.
Wow.
And he has four children. And he's a good friend to have. We cultivated his friendship. No, I'm just kidding. We've been buddies a long time. And they have a nice cabin. And we go up and stay sometimes overnight, you know, with them.
Mm-hmm.
I love to sail, too. Have you ever sailed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just really like it.
A friend of mine and I went up to Lake Martin years ago. His family had a cabin up there. And got out of that sailboat. It's the first time I've been in one, and you know, the way you have to lean on those things, and your head skimming across the top of the water like that.
But it's great. Mm-hmm. They have a little catamaran. We have two catamarans, and whenever there's my cousin and his wife on one of the catamarans, and then this other couple on the other one, and they race all the time. They get up, a good wind comes up, you know, and they're going to kill themselves in our area because they're really reckless, trying to beat each other, you know. And I was going to ride with Joe, the orthodontist, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do, but from one of those things to the other, you know, you have to crawl from one to another on those little cats. And that thing swing around, he'd say, "Duck, get over on the side." No, it's just a constant work the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, "Oh, I gotta get off this thing."
That
but the other sailboat that they have you can sleep eight on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big boat. And that, you can just lie up there on the top and go to sleep on the top of that deck. You know, it's really great. I enjoyed the walk. I hope that my children will enjoy the water already. When Don was three, he could swim.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gone patiently, taught him to swim. But I was not, I wouldn't trust him off by himself, of course, you know. And we were on a speedboat, and another speedboat, these friends of ours, pulled up beside us and said, "Don, you want to ride with us?" Without a life jacket or anything, he jumped off in the water right out in the middle of the Tennessee River and started swimming over to that other boat. So I was petrified. He made it. Of course, we were all, one guy jumped in the water, you know, making sure that he did. But he's not afraid of the devil.
Yeah, I guess
not. But it scared me so badly because I thought, But he didn't even think about it, you know, was about 3.5 years old. But that was our first experience. Last year in Florida, we were out on the beach in front of the house that we were renting, and we saw two or three sand sharks. Not 100 feet from shore. And I couldn't get him out of the water. He's saying, "Hey, Mama, look at the sharks." And I said, "Come on, Mama, get in." But they had a lot of trouble in the middle of the summer last year down there with the sharks attacking some of the people. They're sand sharks. They're small sharks, but they're still dangerous. You know. But